I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. What if the U.S. government suddenly decided to take all $10 and $20 bills out of circulation? You'd get the chance to trade them in for smaller denominations, but there'd be a limit on how much you could get at one time. Sounds like a giant pain at the very least, right? Well, that's essentially what the Indian government has done in an effort to deal with mass tax evasion. It's banned the most widely circulated bills, 500 and 1,000 rupee notes worth about $7.50 and $15 respectively. And it's a huge deal because India is, in many ways, still a cash economy.
A lot of people accept their incomes in cash. The formal pay stubs will give a certain percentage of their income, and then they'll take the rest in cash so that they don't have to claim it for taxes.
Siri Bulusu is a special correspondent for Bloomberg BNA based in Delhi. She says the poor, especially poor women, rely heavily on cash, and they don't have bank accounts.
A lot of people are struggling. Because so many people accept their income in cash, now the stacks that they've been accumulating in their homes are literally worthless. It's no longer legal tender. Banks are exchanging old notes for new notes, but there are limits on that. They're only exchanging 2,000 rupees at a time, just under $30. So it's not really enough to get by day to day.
Right. And this whole thing has been especially hard on women, I gather. Explain that.
In India, banks haven't really made an effort or any sort of push to incorporate women into the formal financial system. Even when you have upper middle class educated women, husbands will sort of say, I'll be the one that has my own bank account. And when you need money to run the household, I'll give you cash. And so whatever small amounts they've sort of been putting aside for themselves, all of that money is useless. And for daily wage earners like cooks and maids, they won't have access to any sort of bank account.
So women often just keep their money at home? I mean, they put it under a mattress or something?
Literally, yeah. Yeah, they'll stuff pillows and mattresses. You know, most of the houses here will have closets with locks on them because it's just a given that people are going to be stashing jewelry and money at home.
So are the women that you know of at least trying to get on lines to the bank and trade in their money to get different notes?
Yeah. When I went around to speak to some of these women standing in line, some of them had come from the suburbs of New Delhi. So they'd spent an entire day traveling just to get in line. And it turned out that the banks had run out of the new currency notes.
So what happens to these women? They can't just come back the next day. That's many hours commuting.
Yeah, exactly. So when I went around to speak to some of the people waiting, I ran across a small group who was handing out water to people. There have been some reports of faintings and even some deaths due to dehydration from the heat standing in the queue. So we spoke with one woman who was handing out water.
People are standing in the line. They're just lower middle class people standing in line. For them, it's all their earnings, their savings. And they've been standing in lines for so long. So it does kind of give them a desperation and frustration, because after standing for 4 to 5 hours in the lines, they're not able to, you know, get money sometimes. The bank is out of money. The people who do not have bank accounts, you cannot even imagine how much worse it is for them, because it's like their entire life earning.
I mean, that's what I was wondering, Siri. I mean, we're talking access to life savings. I mean, isn't the government in India aware of this? And are they relenting in any way?
The government is aware. Opposition is putting a lot of pressure on the government to create some sort of provisions for people to make sure they can have access to cash. Just recently, they sort of opened up the amount of money that can be withdrawn to about $2,200 so that people can pay for weddings. November and December, it's considered the most auspicious time of the year for weddings. And there are thousands of weddings, thousands and thousands that have been put on hold because people can't pay in cash to the wedding vendors.
Yeah, I mean, a wedding alone seems like, you know, you mess with an Indian wedding, people would get pretty angry. How furious are people with the government?
They're pretty mad. There's a lot of disappointment that there wasn't more time to prepare. And there are two schools of thought with this. On one side, people are saying if people had time to prepare, they would have drained all the black money, they would have hidden it or done something with it to then make the entire demonetization useless. And on the other side, they say, you know, the government's trying to crack down on tax evaders, but these people at the bottom of the pyramid here, these are not the people that the government was really directing this toward, and yet they're the ones who are suffering the most.
Sorry, just clarify one thing for me. The woman we heard online a moment ago, she said it's much, much worse for people who don't have bank accounts. But if you don't have a bank account, you've got your money. You just have to get on a line and trade those bills in, right?
For those people without the accounts, even if they could exchange their money, it would take so long for it to happen that they would miss the deadline. And after New Year's, we really have no idea what's going to happen to all of those leftover bills.
Siri Bulusu with Bloomberg BNA in New Delhi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.